Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and a warm welcome to today's earnings call of the Platform Group AG following the publication of the Q1 financial figures of 2025. We are delighted to welcome the CEO, Dr. Dominik Benner, who will speak in a moment and guide us through the presentation and the results. The floor will be open for all upcoming questions following the presentation. We are looking forward to the results. Having said this, Mr. Benner, please, the stage is yours.
Yeah. Thank you, Ingmar, for the introduction, and a warm welcome from our side. Today we would like to give you an overview of our current status and the Q1 figures. We have good Q1 figures, that's what I can also mention in advance of this call, and just to give you a brief update on our company before we do that. First of all, welcome from my side. We, as a Platform Group, we have a very strong growth this year, regarding our partners, because as you know, the partners, the retail partners and the manufacturers, they are the basis of our growth, and they are the basis of our revenue. We have a very good development there. That means we have a stable growth rate here. Around 14,000 partners are working with us together, and they list all their products on our platforms. With this, we have a good combination of new products, getting more customers, and we are almost covering 26 industries. This is a big difference for what example, we have been 3 years before. 3 years before, we've been active in 14 different industries. Now it's 26. You can imagine how many partners we have more with this double number of industries and how many customers we can achieve with that. We can be quite happy about the stock development. I share the development since we acquired the former Fashionette AG, and since then we have a development of more than 170% compared with the DAX and MDAX. I think it's quite a good development. Also, when we have a short look on this year, we can see that we have almost 50% growth rate in our share, and we are quite optimistic that we also overachieve the other benchmarks like DAX and MDAX this year. The research coverage is quite positive. Currently we see the recommendation rate between 16 and 19 euros per share. You see there's quite a good uplift, which we can see as a good potential for the upcoming months. What happened the last 4 months? We acquired the Fintus. Fintus is a SaaS company for banking software, for banking technology. We had the closing just some days ago, by May 2025. We had a great progress in the TPG payment project. In the last call, our COO, Christoph Wilhelmy, showed you the development and how far we are already, and you will see this program live by October. We are right in time with the project, and we see a great potential behind that. On the right side, you can see that we acquired Joli Closet. That is our latest acquisition. By last month, we expect a closing by June, so by next month, and this is really a great luxury platform. They are only focusing on vintage products, and you know the big market for vintage luxury products like Louis Vuitton, Hermès, and so on, and they are one of the market leaders there in France. Additionally, I would like to mention the acquisition of Everts Group. It's a company for outdoor. We've made the closing by March this year. Also Lyrapet, this is a company for pet food and so on. It was also closed by March. On the right side, you see our latest development. You have seen the press release yesterday that we signed a contract and started our own facility unit. We have our own SPV, which is managing all our full service for logistics and for freight goods for our partners. Means if you are a partner and work together with us, you can directly deliver from our inventory hub, from our logistic hub in Gladbeck, that's in Western Germany. We ramped it up already, so it is fully active. I think it's one parcel, a piece of a puzzle in our strategy to have more and more services for our partners and to cover all their needs when they do e-commerce with us. You already know our TPG strategy. So we want to become in Europe. And that means we have to cover more and more industries with our software and platform solutions. And we always want to have a balanced growth rate between organic and inorganic growth. And that means if we do not find good targets or if the valuations are too high, it is not for us, although we will not buy. But on the current time, under the current perspective, we see very good developments and we see very fair valuations. So I think we are right on track. We made four acquisitions already this year, and we expect another 4 to 5 acquisitions until the end of this year. And here you can see our growth model, because I really want to mention this, because this is the backbone of how we work. And the most people do not understand our business model, because we are not based on the consumer confidence, for example. We are really based on the partner development, because a partner means a retailer. And if we connect more retailers, we get more products. And if we have more products, we immediately get more customers, because we have new brands, we have better assortment, we have better products. And so with more customers, we get, of course, more GMV and more revenue. And this circle is very essential to understand how we grow and how we can also have extraordinary growth rates in stagnating markets. So here you can see in numbers our backbone. So this year we expect more than 16,000 partners working and connecting on our platforms. And we have more than 4.2 million additional SKUs. So these are products compared to last year. So this is an uplift of more than 20%. And this, you can imagine that this is a really high impact if you have 20% more products as a company and you get directly more customers because just of that. All right, let's go to the financials. The financials are, from our perspective, definitely above our own expectations, and it outperformed the market expectations. So starting with the GMV, the GMV increased by 87% to €356 million. The net revenue also increased by almost 50%. I will show you later what effects were relevant for that. The other revenues were very stable, though there's no big difference. The gross margin is lower, but this is automatically a development because we acquired last year several companies which had very high GMV but very low revenues, like Avocado Store and Hood. They are both profitable. They are wonderful companies. But through these acquisitions, we have just a statistical effect that the gross margin is a little bit lower because of these consolidations. But overall, the numbers are, through the development, very positive. When we have a look on the marketing side, we are happy that we reduced the marketing cost ratio. It was very effective, and we saw that some of the Asian competition or competitors reduced their marketing a little bit in Europe, and we see that the competition is not so high compared to last year. The distribution cost ratio, and this is one of our most important things, because in the last 8 quarters, every time it was raising, raising, and raising. This is the first quarter where we see no raising anymore. So we see no increase here. And so this is, I think, a very positive aspect, because we see that our actions, which we have taken, they are working now. And we see that the implementation of these actions have an effect on the distribution cost ratio. The HR cost, there's no change. It's around 4.6%. Overall, and this is our most important number, it is always the adjusted EBITDA. We have it achieved with €15.9 million, which is in terms of the percent margin, it is almost 10%. This is one of the highest values we've ever had in our group, and we are quite optimistic that we can have this good development also by the rest of this year. The reported EBITDA, it is €19.6 million. So this is just because we have some PPA effects which are diluting our EBITDA and are cleaning it out of the EBITDA. The net profit achieved 18.2 million. This is also the highest net profit which we had in a quarter. So we can be quite happy with that, and it achieved an increase of more than 41%. The earnings per share were also above our expectations. So we had achieved an EPS of 0.9, which is a very good and the highest number in a quarter which we've ever had. And maybe just to mention this here, you see that the net profit of continuing and non-continuing operations, there is no difference anymore in this year because we have no operations which are not continuing. So all in all, we just have one stable business. There's nothing sold. There are not any operations which were closed or shut down. So these numbers will not show again this year. So we only have one net profit number. So overall, we can make a short summary on that. We see in general that the consumer confidence, especially in a lot of European markets, are pretty good, and that we have a very positive turnaround after this post-COVID decline. We also see that a lot of companies like Zalando, Mytheresa, and so on, they increase their guidance and they are positive on the future development with their markets. And we also see this tendency here. We have much higher profitability to the good cost efficiency program from the last 2 years. And our cost structure is very stable and very scalable. Scalable is important because when you see that our revenues go up by 50%, you can imagine that we also have to make sure that our cost structure is not getting into the wrong direction and we are not hiring too many people. We are very conservative with that. And as I mentioned already, after 8 quarters with increasing distribution costs, it is the first quarter where we have stable cost ratios here. It took us a lot of time and effort to do that, but after all, we are positive that we have now a stable, more or less stable cost development here. On the M&A side, we see a very good surrounding here. So we have good conditions, we have excellent conditions here to get new companies for fair valuations, and we are positive to acquire them also this and next year. And you see the last point, all of our four segments are growing. So none of the segments stagnating, all of them are growing. And the one segment which has last year not such a good margin, it was the industrial goods segment. Now they have also a positive margin development in this year. So we can be quite positive about the forecast also regarding this segment. So when you see it also in the graphs, you can see that our GMV has a good increase here. Also, the revenue growth was almost 50%. And here you can see the EBITDA adjusted compared to the reported one. All right. So again, I would like to mention that we always have a conservative forecast. We already increased it by April this year, so by last month. And here we just want to show you the lines from 2023, 2024, and the forecast for this year. So you see that our growth rate is not it's not going down, it's getting up. And you can see this growth rate in the GMV and also in the net revenue, where we expect a net revenue up to 700 million euro. The adjusted EBITDA, we expect to have it with 47 to 50 million. And so we currently see that we can confirm our outlook, our guidance from April 2025. And this guidance, of course, is always from the current status. So if we acquire more companies, we have to adjust that. Which I also would like to mention is our return on capital employed and the return on equity, because sometimes people ask us, well, if you have a bond with 8% or if you have interest rate like that, how can you earn money with that? And this is also a very important number which we added in the last annual report. You can see that we have a return on equity of more than 26% and a return on capital employed with almost 20%, so 19.8% last year. And we expect to have the same numbers, more or less 2% also this year. So we think about making a guidance on these two figures for the full year by our next earnings call. because here you can see that all the capital which we invest in our new companies, in our software, it has a good return, and we have a very good investment story with that. When we have a short look on our segment overview, we see a growth rate in all our segments. So here you can see some EBITDA figures. So overall, consumer goods is our biggest segment. We have an EBITDA level of more than 7 to 8%, and it has a very strong increase in the revenue last year and also in the Q1. The segment which has the lowest EBITDA level is always the industrial goods segment because the competition is very high there. But here we see a positive development. So right now we have 3% EBITDA. We expect an increase up to 5% by end of this year. So we are very happy that now after 2 years, which is not such a good number, we see a good development to get higher earnings level here. And on the right side, on the bottom, you see the service and retail segment, which is very stable. It's a very small segment, but you know that we acquired two companies here. We acquired first the group, the SaaS group for banking software, and this will have a huge impact on these numbers. We expect Fintus to be consolidated now by May. So you can see all the full year figures from Fintus starting from June. And now you see the non-financial KPIs. The number of orders had pretty much increased to 1.5 million. So this is really good development. And in addition to that, our average order value also increased to 125. And the active customers reached an all-time high with 5.7 million. So it is always LTM, last 12 months. And we can be very happy about this development because in such times, it's not so easy to always keep customers active and not to have them just a one-time pay and a one-time purchase. So we are happy about this development. And the number of employees also increased. In our headquarters, we did not hire more people. It is just because consolidation effects. And here you can see the number of partners by end of March. So we have more than 15,300 partners working on our platforms. And below, you can see also here that our growth rate. So we take the full growth of the revenue, which was 52.9 million euro. And then we divided it into non-organic and organic growth. And this is one of the first quarters after 1.5 years, which has such a good organic growth rate. So we see 59% of this growth by organic growth, and 41% developing from new companies consolidated in our company. Our guidance is unchanged. We already raised our guidance by last month, and we are very optimistic that we will achieve that. And again, it is always from the current perspective. So if we acquire more companies this year in a relevant number, we have to change and adapt our guidance. And also to make sure that you also understand our midterm guidance, we also give you always for the next year guidance for our group. So next year, we want to achieve more than 820 million euro. And the EBITDA level, it is the same like this year. So we expect 7 to 10%, which is very good. It's higher than the last year. And our leverage will also be between 1.5 and 2.3 from the net leverage. So all in all, you see a company with a very stable growth rate. You see a company which has a really long-term development of positive earnings. As a family business, we never made any negative earnings since a lot of decades now. And I think this is quite an impressive development. And if you would have asked me 5 years before, we would not expect it like this. But we see just the beginning of our journey. And we see really a very great potential to get this company to much higher level. And this is just the start of this journey. One of the last pages here, you see the debt situation. We also have a forecast on how it should look like at the end of this year. Of course, it cannot be precise, but we think an estimation is always useful for you as an investor. And totally, we see a net debt of around 106 million euro by end of this year and an EBITDA up to 50 million. So all in all, we have a leverage of 2.3 on this full year perspective. Our last page is covering our financial calendar, so you can meet us at next investor conferences here in Germany and also in Paris and also in London. So we are happy to meet you there. And yeah, now we are open for questions.